Iron Gardens for a pregame party packed with fun for all ages. And after the final whistle, everyone's invited on the field to feel the brand new turf at McMahon.
Great family memories don't come from a tablet. They're born on game days. Tickets at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. Big skies, rugged landscapes. Now that's Alberta in a nutshell. And if you're looking for an SUV that can keep up with this place, check out the Ford Bronco. Built for those who crave adventure with serious off-road capability and style to spare. Whether you're hitting the mountain trails or exploring the back roads, it's the perfect ride for those who want to experience everything this province has to offer. The Ford Bronco. Adventure awaits at your Alberta Ford dealer. And tell them PB sent you.
And that's the game.
The final whistle has sounded, and now it's time to tackle how it all unfolded. The good, the bad, the ugly.
The Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak postgame show is just around the corner on the proud voice of the red and white. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
It was a defensive struggle in the first 30 minutes of this ball game at BMO Field in Toronto. And it was the defense that hits first for the red and white. Adrian Green, his first interception of the season, and he takes it right to the house.
20 at the 10, 5, touchdown! Calgary Stampeders. Green in his hometown pulls it in for a touchdown.
Stampeders did not convert on the extra point because of a bad snap, but it gave the red and white a 9-1 lead. It was 9-4 at the half. Calgary Stampeders did not get their offense rolling until the fourth quarter. The Stamps explode for 17 points. Dietrich Mills got his fourth touchdown of the season, and then the one that really broke the back of the Toronto Argonauts, an 8-yard touchdown run by Vernon Adams.
He's going to come to the line of scrimmage, carry it himself. He heads to the end zone, knocked down. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Stampeders.
That capped off a five-play, 66-yard drive, 26-11 at the time. The Toronto Argonauts did convert a touchdown. A few minutes later, Rene Paredes gets a late field goal, and that is your final at Toronto by 29-19. The Stampeders knocking off the Toronto Argonauts as the Stamps go to 2-0 on the season. The Argos, the defending Grey Cup champions, fall to 0-2. Welcome to the postgame show. Jock Wilson, Dave McIver, we are live at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. This is the Valentine Volvo, Volvo Cars Royal Oak postgame show. Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak proudly supporting our community and the Stampeders since 1946. Mark Stephen is on his way down to the Calgary Stampeder dressing room. We're going to go back to the Billy Powers broadcast booth. That's where we find our color commentator, Greg Peterson. And Greg, take away the injuries, because the injuries may be the big story of this game. Still a very positive win for the Calgary Stampeders.
Oh, yeah, huge. Nobody thought they would be 2-0, beating the Grey Cup champions. And they're doing the right things at the right time to win football games. Last year, they were doing the wrong things at the wrong time to lose football games. And you just got them getting the drive when they needed to get the drive. And this is a good football team now, but those injuries, we'll see how much it's going to hurt them. Because I'm going to make up an award tonight, Jock. It's going to be the Guts Award, and that's going to Crawford, because that guy gutted it out and played. He could barely walk, and he's out there snapping the ball. But that's... that kind of binds your team together sometimes when guys can see other guys doing that. But, yeah, a big win for the Stamps tonight.
Yeah, of course, the injury started early. A very, very tough injury for Reggie Bagleton. He was obviously favoring his knee. He had to be helped off the field. You saw him on the sidelines later with crutches. You saw the hug from Vernon Adams Jr. It tells you that I think Reggie is going to be on the sidelines for a while. We'll get an update probably tomorrow or the next day. Bryce Bell leaves the game with a wrist injury, and that certainly didn't look good as he was replaced by Chris Fortin, the eighth overall pick in the 2025 CFL draft. And then, of course, Markel Lee, another dominant player for the Calgary Stampeders, the defensive star of the game last week. He leaves the game in the second half as he was replaced by Jacob Roberts. Those were the big ones, but I'm sure there are a few other nicks and bruises as well. Let's talk about Vernon Adams. Greg, because Vernon Adams, you know, he completes 17 of 25. He carries the ball seven times, 54 yards. Still hasn't thrown a touchdown pass this season, but he gets, you know, the touchdown. And just watching him with command and being able to scramble and run for the odd first down, that is something that this football club has not seen for a number of years.
Haven't seen it for a number of years, right? We've said that many times, but more important, he's doing it the key times. I mean, the times he did it tonight where he ran for first down or ran for a touchdown, whatever, we had to get something. Most of the quarterbacks in this league, you're not going to get the first down. You're not going to get the touchdown. So he comes up with the brilliant play just at the right time when you need it to keep a drive alive or to get a touchdown or whatever. So, you know, he's always got things to improve on. But, yeah, Vernon Adams right now is just playing excellent football.
And did not throw any interceptions, so that was important. You know, Dietrich Mills, I'll give the Argos credit, they stopped the run. Dietrich Mills carried the ball 13 times for only 28 yards. Did have the touchdown, his fourth of the season. But Vernon Adams was your leading rusher. Seven carries for 54 yards, as I mentioned. His longest was 20 yards, so that was good. And I know you're going to get to your four stars of the game later on, and I think it's a pretty slam dunk for your top Canadian because Jalen Philpott, you know, we wondered who was going to step up when Reggie Bagleton goes down. Jalen Philpott, 8 catches, 117 yards. You know, he carried the ball once for 3 yards as well. So that was I'm not going to say a breakout game for Jalen Philpott, but that is why the Calgary Stampeders drafted this guy in the first round 3 years ago.
Well, I'll even say it's one of a breakout game because we've all seen what he can do. And this is his best game as a pro, I believe, especially that second half. He ran the ball hard. In the first half one time, he ran over 2 guys, and they started having to try and get some yardage on first down, so they started doing snap screens to him, and he was just going north-south. But you know what? It wasn't an easy pick for Canadian, but how I distribute him, because Adrian Green is a Canadian as well, but we'll get to the four stars, how I distributed the stars in that regard. It was like putting together a law school puzzle, you know, something like that.
I hear you because, yes, lots of options because, hey, there's going to be an option for the game turning point a little bit later on as well, and I'm sure we'll have a few options there as well. The one thing I will say, the one thing I did not like, Greg Peterson, and you can say I'm a dummy and disagree with me, but it's a 15-point ball game. The Calgary Stampeders just get that touchdown by Vernon Adams. And the Stampeder defense was playing well all game. Then, all of a sudden, they decide to go into this prevent defense when they're up by 15 points. 4 plays, 75 yards later, you know, Nick Arbuckle looked like he was the second coming of Bo Levi Mitchell, for goodness sakes. And I just hated it because they only brought 3 for the pressure. They sat back. And they let Toronto get back into this game. If it wasn't for that last, you know, game-winning drive by Vernon Adams, this might have been a ball game. I hated that at that point of the game because there were still 6 minutes left on the clock.
I don't know what the defenses called were, but sometimes it's the player's fault in the fact that you might call a 3, cover 3, which is a 3 deep zone, which is called all the time. But because I've been there, Jock, you know what the situation is, and you don't want to be the guy that gets beat, so you grab a yard or 2. So you end up playing prevent as a defense, even though the prevent isn't called. It's the nature of a defensive player, especially a defensive back, to not want to get deep, beat deep. Now, sometimes a rushing 3, but they're trying to just stop the middle route. So I don't know what was called, but I'm not going to blame it on the coach because a lot of times it's the player's fault. They're just the ones that are a little bit hesitant back there because they don't want to get beat deep. That's just the nature of the game.
And I understand that, and I haven't played the game like you, and obviously you understand the game a heck of a lot better than I. But from, you know, the non-educated eye looking at it, you know, they only rushed 3, and that was the first time all game that they decided to rush 3. It certainly looked like they were hanging back. You know, obviously, you know, felt good about their secondary, but I didn't like it. So anyway, I just wanted to throw it on the table.
Yeah, I got it. But yeah, I want to just comment. We're still waiting for Dave. I can't. Yeah, Mark, there must be.
Yeah,
but you got to comment on the secondary. They have played a great game, both games. These two young halfbacks we got, safety with Webb. I mean, we all went in and we said that the secondary is, questionable, probably going to be the weak spot. Well, after these two games, it's turned out to be probably the brightest spot on the team right now.
I think you're bang on. Right now, you know, especially with you know, Damon Webb, who's the veteran, he's sort of the leader back there.
Okay.
You know, Adrian Green has certainly looked very, very good. The two halfbacks, Arnold and Grant, your bet, and Tyler Richardson. Are we ready to go to the coach?
I think we are. Mark, are we ready? Go down to head coach Dave Dickinson. Are we ready, Mark?
Yes, we do. We do have the head coach here. And, coach, a gritty, determined game. You had multiple players go down. You know, just your thoughts overall.
Yeah, I mean, the D really held us in for the first half. It was a rough half for the offense, but the D made the play, scored, you know, and then rallied in the second half. I thought the offense got back in gear. And I thought our special teams, again, even though Renee missed a couple kicks tough in the wind, it was great coverage. And, you know, guys just took turns, different guys from last week, too, which I think is important. I think is if you're going to be a good team, everybody's got to take advantage of their opportunity when they get. So Phil Pott played great on that. Adrian Green had another couple picks. He's playing well. So just an overall good win.
High risk, high reward, that flea flicker. It turned out to be maybe a turning point in the game. Just the thought process there.
Yeah, you know, Pat's calling a great game, and he did a good job dialing that up, and we've practiced it. And, you know, when you do practice these things early in the year, you do kind of feel like you got to hopefully get what you want. It could have gone either side, but we were running the ball in that personnel group, and so we thought we could work that. Hung up just a bit, but Dom came back, made a great play. Now next time, just keep your feet and score, but it was still a nice play for us.
For the longest time, the only touchdown was Green's touchdown. Just thoughts on the way he's playing, two interceptions, including that 40-yarder.
Yeah, nice job. I mean, reading things, has a lot of confidence. That's what we're seeing in practice as well. So I think he's happy. He's back home. That's where he's from, you know, and to go out there and play a great game, I thought he did an excellent job.
Not all celebration, though. Reggie Begelton, along with Bell. We didn't see Markel Lee for chunks, and Aaron Crawford. It's obvious he was struggling there. Do you have updates on those injuries?
No, but I think, you know, it's unfortunate. I don't know what happened. Reg was slung down kind of late. It happens, but it's not what I like to see, especially it did seem late. But hey, it is football. I don't know the extent of his injury. Obviously Bryce has been battling for a while with an injury, so just keeps reoccurring, so we'll have to check that one out. All the rest of them we'll see. Obviously I want to give Crawford a lot of credit, though. We know we do have a backup. Federico works hard at it, but you know, we said, hey, can you do it? And you know, he showed a lot of mental toughness there and did a great job.
2-0 out of the gate. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Head coach Dave Dickinson. More guests in a moment, guys.
Mark, thank you very much. That coach's interview brought to you by Renovations by Hearth and Home. Imagine the extraordinary. Visit renovationsbyhearthandhome.com. We got to take our first break here on the post-game show. When we come back, we're going to get to the drive of the game. The drive of the game is brought to you by the Alberta Ford Dealers. More with Greg Peterson. This is the post-game show. I'm Jock Wilson. We're live from the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. This is QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
The Get In and Go event is on now under the tower at South Point Toyota. Once again, it's the best time of year to buy your new Toyota. The best inventory, the best interest rates of the year, as low as 0%. And the best trade-in bang for your buck. Don't miss the Get In and Go event on now at South Point Toyota.
Getting a down payment together can be so hard.
Shane Homes will match your down payment with a price reduction up to 10% off the price of your new home. Whether you're buying your first home or upgrading, there's never been a better time. Only 5 homes per community qualify monthly, so act fast. Offer ends August 31st. Shane Homes. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes. Conditions apply. See area manager for details.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale.
Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Arion tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Hi, Merle Coombs here with Spruce It Up and Green It Up Lawn Fertilizer. Do you want the greenest grass on the block? I formulated our fertilizer for Alberta in Alberta to give you the thickest, greenest grass on the block with our Green It Up Lawn Fertilizer. You can pick up a bag in store or call or book online. We can apply it for you. At Spruce It Up Garden Center, we always have everything you need and more for the best plants, trees, flowers, landscape supply, and the greenest grass on the block. Spruce It Up, Green It Up, Prune It Up. We got you covered.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary, Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations. This is the only place to listen to Calgary Stampeders football. Brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers.
QR Calgary 770 on AM, 107.3 The Edge on FM, or online at qrcalgary.com.
The defending champions raised their Grey Cup banner prior to the game today. Flo Arimolade was a member of that championship team in Toronto last year. Prior to the game, Flo was presented with his Grey Cup championship ring, and then he goes out with the Calgary Stampeders and helps lead the Stampeders to a 29-19 win over the defending champions. Flo did have a sack in this game, a couple of defensive tackles. He is now in the dressing room with Mark Steven.
Well, Flo is leaning back and resting because you deserve a rest after a tough game like that. Just some thoughts. Looked like a tough game in the trenches there.
Yeah, I think we battled really well early on. I know it was a bit slow on offense, but I think defense, we just kept them in the game. And at the end of the day, it's a team affair, right? You know, offense helps defense out, defense helps offense out. You know, last week they got up to a really fast start, and it made it easier for us. So this week is just a different game. Every game has its own ups and downs, right?
You had your own strong game, but a couple of your mates in the defense did as well. Talk about Adrian Green. That, for the longest time, was the only touchdown in the game.
Man, you know, AG, he could have won player of the week last week, but he was like, man, I need a one up it so I get it this week. And he was amazing. I mean, two picks, one for a touchdown, and he just locked down the whole side of the field. So yeah.
And Markel Lee had to leave as well. It was a tough day around for the players there.
It was a tough day for injuries in general, man. You know, Reggie, you know, Markel, like, yeah, Crawford went down for a second. He was, you know. So it was a lot, but I mean, that's how it is. You got to fight together, right? And one guy goes down, we got to step it up for them, right?
2-0 out of the gate and winning on the road. I know you weren't here last year with the road issues, but just 2-0, what does it mean to the team?
It's a good start. You know, you don't win Grey Cups in the first two games of the season, but just got to keep it going. You know, I mean, this is what Calgary is used to, right? So we're used to this. This is what we expect. So we just got to do it. We got a big one against Ottawa next week. They're coming back home, and you know, we got to have that same attitude and just start stacking them.
Yeah. Just really quick, the Grey Cup ring. How meaningful was that to you?
Once I got back to the locker room after like seeing it outside, it took like a few moments just to like let it sink in. You have a lot of memories and stuff that go in it and into it. This is what you play for, right?
That's right. Well, there's room on your shelf, I think, for one more, isn't there?
For sure. There's plenty of room.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Flo Arimolade joining us. Guys, more guests coming up in a moment.
Thank you very much. We're going to get to the drive of the game for the Alberta Ford dealers in a couple of minutes here on the post-game show as well. I look at the team stats in this story, Greg Peterson, and you couldn't have asked for a more even game. First downs, Calgary at 20, Toronto at 21. You know, net offense, Calgary at 371, Toronto had 361. Offensive plays, Toronto at 56, Calgary had 51. Calgary does win the turnover battle as they forced two turnovers and Toronto only had zero in this game. And, of course, the penalties were pretty even as well. The punts were pretty even. The time of possession, you know, Calgary had the ball for just over 30 minutes. Toronto had the ball for 29 minutes. So this was a hard-fought football game and maybe not the most exciting game in the first half, but both of these teams certainly defensively came to play.
Yeah, they really did. I kind of call it a weird game in the first half because it was like such a low-scoring game and things had gone on, but then both of them picked it up in the second half. So, yeah, even though the stats were similar, I really think that in the end we outplayed them. But let's now go down to the Stampeder locker room, and I believe you have our quarterback, Vernon Adams. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, we do have Vernon here, and Vernon, an odd game, but you got things going, your legs got things going. What kind of kickstart of the offense?
Yeah, man, shout-out to the defense, man. Shout-out to so many players, but first the defense holding us down for majority of the game. We got to be a little bit better for them and give them a rest, you know, stay on the field a little bit longer. But so proud of so many guys like Jalen Philpott stepping in at a different position. Brooksy stepping in at when Reggie went down. Damian Alford, man, making a big-time catch for us. You know, Chris Fortin stepping in at center, man, and he had an amazing game as well. So just so proud of so many guys on this team. Want to be better on offense for sure earlier in the game, but a win's a win, so we're going to watch it and learn from it.
How about the flea flicker play? That might have been the one that sort of really kickstarted the offense. They don't happen often, but you executed it perfectly.
Yeah, perfectly would have been a touchdown, I think. But, you know, it was good, though. They called it at the right time. That's we got in a formation where we run the ball a lot, and they came up on it, and they bid on it. And D. Ryan's made an amazing catch and tried to get in that end zone for us.
Yeah, just overall, the team just seemed to have more and more confidence the longer the game went on offense there.
Yeah, man, we just kept telling each other, man, we got to stay together no matter what. It's not pretty. It's never pretty. There's always going to be ups and downs in the game, so we just stayed together. No one was pointing fingers, no one was blaming anyone, and we just had fun out there.
Brennan, thank you very much.
Thank you. God bless.
Right.
Go Stamp.
2-0 the Stampeders. More guests in a moment, guys.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. We're going to take another break here in a second, but first, Greg Peterson, your drive of the game, because you've got some options in this one tonight.
Yeah, at the end of the first half, I didn't have any options, Jock. I was looking at it and I go, I got nothing. By the end of the game, I got lots of them. The two I came down to were one in the fourth quarter, scores 19-11. The Argos were getting some momentum, and Stamps went on a 70-play drive and capped off with the Vernon Adams touchdown. But I picked the other one. It was 12-8 in the fourth quarter, end of the third, start of the fourth. Again, another 70-yard drive was capped off with a plunge over the middle on 1 yard. Seven plays, though, five runs and two passes. The trick flea flicker play was in the middle of that drive, and we're going to be talking about that in a minute, but that's the drive of the game.
Well, you're wrong again, because the drive of the game was the final drive of the game on the Rene Paredes field goal. And I know you don't like to end a drive of the game with a field goal, but after Toronto scored the touchdown, I'm thinking, shoot, if they get a quick two and out, Toronto's going to be right back in this game. But what do? They go eight plays, 49 yards. They take 3.5 minutes off the clock. They get the field goal to basically put the game out of reach. I thought that was such an important drive for this football club. So, sorry to second-guess you, but that's my drive of the game.
All right, well, I'm pretty easy to sway right now, so I'll let you pick it. We'll go with that as the drive of the game. Give you the gift certificate, Jock.
We'll take a break. This is the Valentine Volvo, Volvo Cars Royal Oak Postgame Show. This is QR Calgary.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn and Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. Four games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the four games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems, like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza, or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices, so much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Your place for Stampeders football play-by-play, QR Calgary.
Welcome back to the Valentine Volvo, Volvo Cars Royal Oak Postgame Show. Jock Wilson, Dave McIver here at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Mark Stevens still in the Calgary Stampeder dressing room. And Greg Peterson is at BMO Field in Toronto. The Stampeders are 2-0 in the season, 29-19. They eliminate the Toronto Argonauts, the defending Grey Cup champions. Stay tuned. We are going to get to the Wolf Chevrolet Buick GMC game turning point here on the postgame show. But Greg Peterson, let's get to your four stars of the game, unless we're going to go to Mark. Are we ready to go to Mark again or no?
No, not yet. So let's go ahead and go with the stars.
Okay.
Offense had a,
Yeah, tough job, because I thought Dominic Rimes came up in the second half, had four catches. And then, of course, we had Philpott, who played an excellent game, but I'm going to pick him elsewhere. So I'm going to go with Vernon Adams. And the main reason is on the runs. He just made something out of nothing, got a touchdown where last year probably would have been nothing. And those four big runs that he had on 70 yards were in key times. Didn't throw any picks. I thought really played a good game. Not the greatest game, but at the end of the day, after a pick in this guy and that guy, I had to go back to Vernon Adams. I thought he was the leader tonight. Got over 300 yards in passing, so I picked Vernon Adams as our offensive player of the game.
There is no way I'm going to question that one, because Vernon Adams here, it says on my sheet, is the offensive star of the game. You know, passes for over 300 yards, completes 17 of 25, as you said. He used his legs as well, extending plays, you know, seven carries for 54 yards, gets a touchdown on the ground. It sounds like you're ready to go back to go to Mark, though, are you?
Yeah, Ryan, we're going to go down to Mark, to one of the guys that was a consideration for the offensive player of the game. Mark, I believe you have Dominic Rimes.
We do have Dominic Rimes here, and Dominic, it took a while for the offense to kick into gear, but a very strong finish. Just your take on things.
It started off slow. They were doing some things. You know, we did have to adjust to the second half. You know, we made an emphasis. This game is on us. If we're going to win, it's going to be on the offense making plays. And, you know, credit to the coaches calling up the plays and, you know, VA, which is giving everybody a chance to make plays. So, man, shout out to Jalen, man. He was super big today, man. I love seeing what he's been doing, you know. Unfortunately, our brother Reggie went down, you know, praying everything's well with him. And just happy to see everybody contributing. You know, it's different weeks, it's going to take different guys. So, I mean, that's what's going to make a good team. So we got to keep building on this.
And that's just it. You know, Reggie's been the heartbeat of this team for many, many years. Unfortunately, on the sidelines for just about all the game. So it was incumbent on, you know, guys like yourself and even Eric Brooks, not normally in the receiving packages.
Yeah, man, it's just it's the mindset of everybody making plays. You know, ever since started training camp, we receivers, we make plays. And, you know, it's a standard. So, you know, we always going to live to that standard no matter who's in. Everybody's going to make a play. You know, Damien came in. I think he started the head top. So, I mean, it's just good to see a team effort and, you know, keep building as a team.
Flea Flicker, how'd that go? That was kind of fun. If it didn't go, we would be criticizing it, but it looked like fun.
Oh, man, super fun, man. I'm mad I didn't get the touchdown, but, yeah, man, I feel like they brought me over here to make those type of plays. It's one-on-one. You got a big receiver, throw it up. Got to make that play. So, you know, I take pride in that. You know, VA gave me opportunity, so I got to take advantage of every opportunity he's given me.
Well, you took advantage of the opportunity today, both personally and as a team. Dominique, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very much, Mark.
Okay. Dominique Rimes joining us here. The Calgary Stampeders are in the process of packing up and heading back to Calgary. They'll touch down tonight sometime around 11:30 and then have a bit of a breather and get ready for next week's game with the Ottawa Red Blacks. Our pregame show at 12:30, the kickoff at 2, and that's tonight's story from BMO Field in Toronto.
All right, Mark, thank you very much. Greg, I know you've got that plane to catch as well, so let's quickly get back to the four stars of the game. Where are you going on defense?
Well, before I do, I have to comment on something, because I'm up here in the booth, and I'm looking down on the field, and there's Adrian Green, and there's got to be seven very good-looking girls and about 50 people, and he's taking camp. And then one girl, he's out there, and he's kissing her, and they're hugging and taking pictures. And I go, that's his girlfriend. And then another one comes out. And he's kissing her and hugging and taking a picture. And another one comes out. I tell you right now, Adrian Green is living the life. He's got a bunch of people down there. But you know what? This is where he's from. And then I see Molly Campbell come and go, Adrian, you got to go. Pulling him away from the crowd. And they're all taking, because, you know, we got to go. I found that quite funny.
That's
good
color
for Adrian. He's
that is color.
You that's my color commentary for.
That's exactly right. That's why he's the best in the business.
All right, back to stars of the game.
And that's a good segue to Adrian Green being your defensive star of the game, I'm guessing.
That's right. Two interceptions, one touchdown, and look at all the accolades you get after the game if you do that.
The ladies love the long ball. The ladies love the interceptions. There's no doubt about that. Who's your top Canadian?
Well, I'm going to go with Philpott, 117 yards in receptions, ran hard, made that big play where he was a little fake, and then he jumped over them about the 15-yard line. That was a huge play. I think this was one of Jalen Philpott's probably best games he's had as a pro. Played a great game.
Tough to argue. On special teams, where are you going?
that was a little bit tough. I thought our kicker, Fraser, did a good job. Directionally kicked very well. But at the end of the day, Micah Tyson was all over the field. I think he had five special teams tackles. He stepped up and really played well on special teams, so I gave it to Micah.
Great for Micah Tyson. Jalen Philpott, your top Canadian. Adrian Green, your top defensive player. And Vernon Adams, your offensive star. Game turning point, Greg Peterson, for Wolf Chevrolet Buick GMC. What's your game turning point tonight?
Well, that one, you know, turning point, there's always many, but I'm going to go with the flea flicker. It's third or second down and short. If they didn't get it at that time, you know what, the game's still there. But that seemed to just kick the Stampeders into the wind. They got a touchdown after that because they got it down to the one. I thought that flea flicker, what a gutsy call by our offensive coordinator, so I'm going to pick that as a turning point of the game.
I was going to be an ass and just, you know, argue with you and pick something else. But, no, it says here the flea flicker was the turning point of the game. So I'm not going to be that guy on the postgame show. Okay, Greg?
Well, okay. Well, I'm probably going to have to go, and I'll go say hi to Adrian. good for him, though. You know what? Those are special moments as a football player where you come home. This is his home. And he comes here, and he has a great game, and you know, it's special. He'll remember this game the rest of his life. Good on Adrian.
The game turning point for our friends at Wolf Chevrolet Buick GMC. Amazing inventory, amazing selection, same great team, same great service. Check them out at Wolf Chevrolet Buick GMC. We're going to take our final time out here on the postgame show. Greg, are you leaving or can you stay for one more break?
I can stay for one. Thanks to Adrian, I can stay for one more break.
Sounds good, because we've got to get to the marquee matchup, a reset of the marquee matchup for Country Hills Toyota. It'll be quick, it'll be short, and then we'll get to the fifth quarter call-in show. This is QR Calgary and 107.3 The Edge.
It's your last chance to get in and go at the giant Country Hills Toyota. The Get In and Go event ends June 30th, and your Toyota giant has pulled out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates, as low as 0%, plus up to $2,000 in free accessories with purchase. But you better hurry. The Get In and Go event will soon be gone, only until June 30th at the giant Country Hills Toyota.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Arion tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the limited inventory sale or visit Claus.com. That's Claas.com.
Remember last summer's heat wave that had you wishing for refreshing air conditioning? Let Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services keep you cool this summer. Trust our expert techs and honest pricing to keep your home chilling when the summer is scorching. Ask about our best-selling Lennox models that offer optimal efficiency and cool, quiet comfort. Take advantage of Lennox's rebates up to $2,000 only for a limited time. You can count on Furnace Family by ATCO Home Services to do the job right and have your AC unit up and running in no time. The summer rush is coming. Don't wait. Visit FurnaceFamily.com to secure your spot today.
Listen to Stampeders play-by-play and high-definition radio brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers. 105.1 FM, Channel 2, QR Calgary 770.
Phone lines are now open, 403-974-8255. We're going to get to the fifth quarter call-in show in just a couple of minutes. But first, as we wrap up the post-game show for Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak, Greg Peterson, we have to reset something we did in the pre-game show, and that is the marquee matchup brought to you by Country Hills Toyota. And it was interesting because you were really looking at basically a matchup in the return game. And you break it down, it was really, really even. Four punt returns for Eric Brooks. He had an average of 10.8 for 43 yards. Four punt returns for the Toronto Argonauts. They had an average of 4 yards, only 16 punt return yards. So that's a win for the Calgary Stampeders. Kickoff returns, Eric Brooks had 2 for 42 yards, an average of 21 yards. And for the Toronto Argonauts, Herslow, he had 5 kickoff returns for 104 yards. That's an average of 20.8. So a slight win for the Calgary Stampeders there. It really was good special teams on both sides of the ball in this one.
Yeah, a lot of it was the good directional kicking, and I didn't think the returners did that well on either side. They're not
We didn't see a Canarian Grant out there tonight. So
it
really wasn't a factor like I thought it maybe should be. And maybe that's good. That was the matchup. The matchup, I picked it because we always lost that return contest in previous games. This game we didn't. So that was good for the Stamps not to do that.
The marquee matchup for Country Hills Toyota. Get your best deal during the Get In and Go event at your Toyota Giant, Country Hills Toyota. I know you got a plane to catch, Greg Peterson. Just your final comments on this Stampeder win tonight.
Good win. They did what they needed to do. Coming off there, these guys are a Grey Cup champion team. I know they're not the team they were last year, but they're still a good football team, and they were playing with a lot of heart tonight because they're playing in front of their home crowd. With the whole Grey Cup celebrations, etc. So Stamps 2-0, they're really, you couldn't have asked for something better going into Game 3 at the beginning of the season. Good on the Stamps.
Safe travels home, Greg. We will see
you
next Saturday at McMahon Stadium. Yes, he is Greg Peterson, and the Stamps are right back in action next Saturday afternoon, a home date with the Ottawa Red Blacks. That's a 2 o'clock kickoff in McMahon Stadium. Our pregame show is on the air at 12:30, and that is a wrap for the post-game show for Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak. Up next, we've got the fifth quarter call-in show. We've had our say. It's now time for you to have your say. As a matter of fact, I'm going to hand things off to my colleague, Dave McIver. He's ready to take your calls. I'll be sticking around as well. 403-974-8255. The Stampeders are 2-0 in the season, a 29-19 win over the Toronto Argonauts, as the Stamps are off and running in 2025. This is the home of the Calgary Stampeders, 107.3 The Edge and QR Calgary.
You've heard from our football gurus in the Valentine Volvo and Volvo Cars Royal Oak postgame show. Now go grab your expert's hat.
The fifth quarter call-in show is coming up with Jock Wilson and Greg Peterson.
Call or text 403-974-8255 on your voice of the Calgary Stampeders. QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at VolvoCarsCalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
June 21st, trade screen time for FaceTime with bouncy castles, painted faces, and touchdown dances.
Go, Stamps, go!
See the Stampeders face off against the Ottawa Redblacks at 2 p.m. for the Family Day game presented by TELUS.
Before kickoff, hit Gridiron Gardens for a pregame party packed with fun for all ages. And after the final whistle, everyone's invited on the field to feel the brand new turf at McMahon.
Great family memories don't come from a tablet. They're born on game days. Tickets at stampeders.com/tickets.
Together, we ride.
Sometimes great pizza leads to problems. Like you don't want to commit to just one kind of pizza. Or maybe you want an extra slice when the pizza's done. Tom's House of Pizza has your back with their all-you-can-eat pizza buffet. Monday to Friday from 11:30 to 2, enjoy all-you-can-eat pizza and salad for $11.95 with beverage purchase. Available in the pub at Tom's House of Pizza's McLeod Trail and Okotoks locations. Unlimited slices. So much pizza to choose from. Discover the legendary lunch buffet at Tom's House of Pizza.
Hey, Paul Brandt here. You know, Alberta is a special place. From the Rockies to the Plains, it's a land of hard work and big dreams. If you're going to tackle it all, you need a truck that can keep up. That's why I can't say enough about my Ford F-150. It's more than a truck. It's a partner. Rugged toughness, serious capability, and smart features that make your life easier, like available Pro Power onboard. The Ford F-150. Get yours today at your Alberta Ford dealer and tell them PB sent you.
Talking to you, armchair quarterback. Think the coach called the wrong play? Did the ref blow the game? Here's your chance to get it off your chest.
It's the fifth quarter call-in show. Call or text 403-974-8255.
This is Stampeders Football, brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Yes, welcome to the fifth quarter call-in show. The Calgary Stampeders coming off a second straight victory to start the season in Toronto. They win 29-19 on the strength of a 17-point fourth quarter. A big effort from the Stamps, a gutsy effort from the Stamps in this one tonight, and they will take on Ottawa next week. But lots to get to here on the fifth quarter call-in show, and we got about 20 minutes to do it because we got to be out by 6 o'clock tonight. So let's get right into it. The first thing we got to take care of course, we're down at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Dave McIver and Jock Wilson, and during the pregame show, we got the street team down here. They got the ballot box. The ballot box, people put their names in. What happens if you put your name in and it gets picked out? You get a four-pack of tickets to the next home game, and our winner, who was down here at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino tonight, Jock, was Scott McLean. So Scott McLean's got some tickets to the next home game against Ottawa. Promotions will be in touch there.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
All right, let's go straight to the phone lines. Bill. Bill is on the line. Bill, your thoughts on the game tonight in Toronto.
Hi there, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Can hear you great, buddy.
Awesome. So here are my comments. Playmakers and play calling. Last year, you know, it was so frustrating because you wanted to see guys making plays, and it was so few and far between. And this game, you had playmakers. You had excellent play calls. As a fan, you want your team to be in it. You want the game, for entertainment's point of view, to be exciting. And I'll tell you, Vernon Adams, he's a playmaker. The play calling, you know, not just the flea flicker, but a lot of other creative plays, the power sweep and other creative plays. It was fun to see that. Playmakers, Jalen Philpott, Dominic Rhymes, and others I'm going to miss. It's great to see the ball be thrown down the field and guys go up and make plays. On the defense, our tackling in this game, even just this year, even just two games in, our tackling is so much better than before. Guys tackle and they drive guys back. They tackle and they bring guys down and they don't rarely let them advance the ball too much. Our tackling is so much better. Another comment for special teams, a special shout out to Aaron Crawford. He was hurt for much of, if not all of that game. And he had to go in there and do the long snapping. And you know, there's big guys coming right over your head. And he was injured, so he didn't have any pushback. So he had to snap the ball and hope that he could survive the contact after that. But he went in and he did his job. And, I mean, how much more professional can you get than that? We have playmakers on defense, Green and others. We have a defensive line that pressures consistently, that keeps guys in the pocket. Our offensive line gave Vernon Adams time. It was only a few times when he, got tackled behind the line of scrimmage. As a fan, as a long-time Stamp season ticket holder, you just want to have some hope. And you want to have some excitement on the field. You want to have some hope that your players can make plays and give you that chance to win. And that's what I saw this afternoon.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Bill. I can't remember how many times I looked at Jock in the fourth quarter and I was just like, isn't it nice to have a guy like Vernon Adams that when it's second and five and he can tuck the ball in and run for a first down? Because, you know, the last couple of years, they just haven't had that ability. Game on the line. They need a big play. They haven't got it. So you're bang on, Bill. Thanks for the call, my friend. Jock, we looked at each other how many times in that fourth quarter? VA is that guy.
Bo Levi Mitchell couldn't run the ball because that was not his game.
Yeah.
And Jake Mayer couldn't run the ball because that was not his game. It is so refreshing to see a quarterback that can extend plays with his feet. It is what this club has needed for a long time. You know, he's no Doug Flutie, but I tell you what, he is exciting to watch. Love Vernon Adams.
Yeah, and Greg said it best. I think it's the big times, or the big, when they need it. When they really need it, they need a play. He's been able to, at least through the first two games, make that play when they really needed
That's why I really thought the drive of the game was that last drive where they got the field goal. And again, it was a quick touchdown by Toronto after the prevent defense for Calgary, which drove me nuts. And then Vernon just takes control, and he gets the first down. Jalen Philpott made the 33-yard catch. He extended the play a couple of times with his own feet. And they killed the clock. They really took the life out of the Toronto Argonauts. And I just thought that was fantastic.
It cooled you down, too, because you weren't so mad about the prevent defense.
That's
in the drive
a good
before.
Point, because I was pissed at that time.
We'll take one more call before we take our first time out. Let's go to Big Ed. Big Ed, your thoughts on the game today.
How you doing, boys?
Good, doing good, buddy. How about you?
I'm good. I want to just quickly make a shout-out to Jalen Philpott. Is this his coming-out party? Is he going to be just as good as his brother now?
I think that's what I said to Jock. I said this might be the Jalen Philpott has arrived game.
Yeah, I agree, and it's great to see, you know, especially with Reggie going down. That didn't look good, but I think, you know, it's a good thing we drafted a receiver this year, a big guy. Looks like we're going to need all the help we can get. But I wanted to talk about our defense, and I'm pretty impressed with these kids playing halfback. And I'm going to go to Mr. Leonard, who, in my opinion, played two fantastic football games, not only on defense, but as well as special teams. I mean, this guy's a football player. I want to see Ben LaBrosse get back onto the field, but how is he going to get back on the way these guys are playing currently? I'm not sure. But anyway, very gritty win. I mean, when you play lousy, I thought they played lousy offensively in the first half. Your defense hung in and kept bailing them out. And in the fourth quarter, when your team can put up points in the fourth quarter, huge sign, boys. I mean, this team has a lot of hope. I agree with the last caller. As a longtime fan, it's great to see a team that we can have faith in. It's going to create excitement, get butts back in the seats, and now let's go kick the crap out of Ottawa next week.
Sounds good, Ed. Ed, I want to ask you one question before we let you go, pal. When it comes to that defense, like, that was kind of, I think, one of the big question marks going into the season, and they've really answered it.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, we were picked in the power ranking dead last, and I think most of it was because of our defense. I mean, these guys can play a little football. I mean, we're still young. We haven't played Montreal. We haven't played Winnipeg. But we did just beat the defending Grey Cup champions. And, I mean, stopping the run, like, we are 100% better at stopping the run. We need to get a little more pressure, in my opinion, but I believe that'll come. Linebackers, I mean, it's night and day. Our defense is night and day, and that can take this team a long way because we got a lot of talent on offense as well. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year. So let's go make it 3-0.
Let's do it. Okay, thanks, Ed. Thanks for the call, man. We'll have our first time out here on the fifth quarter call-in show. When we get back, we'll take Brian's call. We'll get a few more of our texts in, and we'll break down just another nice victory by the Calgary Stampeders, 29-19 against the Toronto Argonauts. More of the fifth quarter call-in show in a moment on your Alberta Ford dealers, Stampeders Football on QR Calgary.
It's your last chance to get in and go at the Giant Country Hills Toyota. The Get In and Go event ends June 30th, and your Toyota Giant has pulled out all the stops with the best inventory, the best pricing, and the best trade-in values of the year. Take advantage of incredible interest rates, as low as 0%, plus up to $2,000 in free accessories with purchase. But you better hurry. The Get In and Go event will soon be gone, only until June 30th at the Giant Country Hills Toyota.
Calling all baseball fans. Want to knock your summer out of the park?
The Deerfoot Inn and Casino is hosting an exclusive viewing party on July 26th, where one lucky guest will win the ultimate baseball road trip. 4 games in 4 days in Toronto for you and a guest, plus round-trip air transportation, hotel accommodations, a pair of tickets to each of the 4 games, and $500 spending cash. For full details on how you can earn ballots to win your way into the viewing party on July 26th, visit DeerfootInn.com.
We're fun!
New look, new location. The same luxurious standards. Wolf Cadillac Calgary is now open with incredible grand opening specials. For a limited time, save up to $15,000 on Cadillac Lyric or get 0.99% financing up to 84 months. Plus, eligible Costco members receive an additional $1,200 savings on Lyric Optic and Escalade IQ. Wolf Cadillac Calgary, 756 101st Street Southwest off Stony Trail.
Beyond our 50,000-watt radio signal, get the Radio Player Canada app. Favorite QR Calgary and listen to Stampeders games no matter where you are.
Welcome back to the fifth quarter call-in show. Dave McIver with Jock Wilson live at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. We're going to go right back to the phone lines and talk to Brian. And Brian wants to talk about Vernon Adams Jr. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think the previous calls were bang on. Beautiful to see us making plays when we're needing it, especially with the quarterback scrambling around. That was non-existent last year. I was a Jake fan when he first came in, but I think it's almost proven now. Unless you're an unbelievable ball thrower, you're not going to survive in the CFL if you can't move. And that was huge today. But I think Jock was on this. I heard a little hint there that Jock wasn't too happy about the pre-bed defense. And I'll tell you, I've been watching football for 55 years, and if they had advanced stats like they do in the NHL and the NBA, you would never be playing three-man rush with 5 minutes left, because I guarantee you it's about probably 700-800 yards per game if you only had them minutes figured out, and probably 60% ratio for touchdowns. So I have no idea why Calgary continues to do that. And only one other comment, same with the run. I wasn't a football coach, but when they're stacking the line and then bringing linebackers and we're trying to run it up the gut, makes no sense to me whatsoever. I don't know what else you can do other than throwing some screens and some quick slants, but Calgary better figure it out, because you had minus plays probably 7-8 runs today, and you do that in the playoffs, you're definitely not going to win a playoff game, that's for sure.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because Jim Hiller maybe did the worst coaching job in the NHL. The LA Kings should have beaten the Edmonton Oilers, but they changed their game plan. They went more of a prevent instead of an aggressive forecheck. It was stupid, stupid, stupid. And anyway, I saw that tonight from the Calgary Stampeders with the prevent defense. Anyway, just my point.
All right, Brian. Are you still there?
Brian, what do you think about the offensive run? What can they do different when they're just banging it up the middle and getting stopped? And with the hockey thing, yeah, hopefully we can make it 2-0 tonight with the Florida win. So
I understand where you're coming from on the running there, Brian, but I look at it and they tried the sweeps in the second half a little bit more than running up the middle, which I think was a little bit more successful. But you can't just abandon it completely, because you know you're trying to make that opponent respect your run game at least a little bit, and you know they're not just sitting back there and trying to stop the pass the whole time.
Yeah, but it's like you can.
I know it's tough.
You can see before the snap of the ball that running play is not going to work.
Yeah.
So I didn't see enough screen passes today. Like, we had a beautiful screen in the first game against whoever we played there. Hamilton, a beautiful screen in our own end from about the 10-yard line, and we didn't throw that once today. So I don't know. Still, I question sometimes some of our calls, but overall, much, much better looking football than last year.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks so much for calling. Let's take to a couple texts here, Jock. We got a text from Wade. Wade says, any chance we sign Alex Hollins if Reggie is out? We'll have to just see what the injury is to Reggie Bangleton, how long he's going to be out. Jonathan G. texts in, solid road win. The injuries are an obvious concern. However, this team is showing their athleticism, especially on D. Loads of potential. Steve types in with his stars. Offensive, Philpott, D. Lear, Flo, Canadian, Green, and special teams, Crawford.
You know, the interesting thing with the Calgary Stampeders on their practice roster right now, they've got like four different receivers on that practice roster. You know, Tommy Wilson, Vashawn Janus, you've got Kalon Horton, who played very well in the preseason. You know, Daylon Baldwin as well. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But, yeah, it certainly looks long-term for Reggie Bagleton, and that's a blow. That is certainly the downside of this football game today.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And Markel Lee, and then you look at Bryce Bell as well. We'll see what that is like. It didn't look good.
Markel, I didn't look that bad.
Yeah. But then you never know, right?
Yeah.
Because Gary Johnson Jr., he probably injured that pec last week in the first quarter, I think, was when I radioed up to Greg, and he played the rest of the game, and now he's on the sixth game. So
right.
We'll see what happens moving forward with Reggie Bangleton. We'll take our final timeout here on the fifth quarter call-in show. We'll be right back with you, after this short break with more of your Alberta Ford dealer Stampeder football on QR Calgary 770 CHQR and 107.3 The Edge.
June is Discover Days at Volvo Calgary. Right now, enjoy reduced lease rates and save up to $7,000, including eligible government incentives. Discover luxury, innovation, and the award-winning safety Volvo is known for. Volvo's quality of products, the Volvo commitment to safety and innovation, and customer service excellence has become a generational tradition in Calgary. Visit Valentine Volvo in the Southwest, Volvo Cars Royal Oak in the Northwest, or start your journey online at volvocarscalgary.com. Don't miss Discover Days on now.
It's time to upgrade to Claus during the Claus Limited Inventory Sale. Now through June 30th, get 0% financing for 60 months on select Claus Axion tractors or 3.99% financing for 60 months on select Ariane tractors. With superior performance, industry-leading support, and unbeatable long-term ROI, it's a deal that's made for more on a tractor that's made for you. Ask your Claus dealer about the Limited Inventory Sale or visit Claus.com. That's C-L-A-A-S.com.
Getting a down payment together can be so hard.
Shane Homes will match your down payment with a price reduction up to 10% off the price of your new home. Whether you're buying your first home or upgrading, there's never been a better time. Only 5 homes per community qualify monthly, so act fast. Offer ends August 31st. Shane Homes. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Homes. Conditions apply. See area manager for details.
You're listening to 770 CHQR AM and 107.3 CFGQ FM Calgary. Chorus Entertainment Radio Stations. Other guys pretend we deliver the goods. We're the official radio voice of the Calgary Stampeders. Brought to you by your Alberta Ford dealers on QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
And welcome back to the fifth quarter call-in show. Dave McIver and Jock Wilson down at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. Again this season, Shane Holmes partnering with Kids Up Front in our Yards for Kids program. For every offensive yard gained during the regular season, Shane Holmes donates $1 to Kids Up Front. So far, going into this game, the Stamps had netted 428 yards of offense. They added another 371 yards of offense in this game for a total of 799 yards so far through two games this season. That means $799 will be donated to Kids Up Front by Shane Holmes. Well, it'll be more than that by the end of the season. Better hope it is anyways, right, Chuck?
gonna get 5,000 yards for VA this year. What do you think?
Hey, 300 and almost 300 last game. Almost He did cross the 300 mark this game. So, hey, mate, he might rush for 700, 800 yards the way things
leading
are going.
Leading rusher in the league, yeah.
Yeah, but that's, of course, our Yards for Kid program brought to you by Shane Holmes. If it's your favorite, it's probably Shane Holmes, Calgary's favorite home builder. One more text to read. Jock, Kevin texted in, another real solid example of leadership by VA. Four NFL-level contested catches. Rhymes, Alford, two by Philpott, made a huge difference. Hoping the Lee arm injury is minor. The guy is a stud middle linebacker. New additions, Green and Arnold, really impressive again in the defensive backfield. Need to find some more explosiveness in the return game, though, and lots to work on still versus the blitz, but learning from wins is awesome.
It was a good text from Kevin. But I will say this, it's interesting. You know, so Reggie Bagleton leaves the game, and last week, Reggie Bagleton was the main target. And Clark Barnes had a really good game. So who replaces Reggie Bagleton? Clark Barnes comes and plays that inside slot, but he was a non-factor in this game, taking over, you know, with Dominic Rhymes, and that's VA's comfort food. And of course, Jalen Philpott, as you've already talked about, had the breakthrough game. So interesting, just because you changed that one body in that one position, that, you know, Clark Barnes didn't have a dominant game. And there was a time I thought, is he injured? Because where's Clark Barnes? And oh yeah, he was out there, but he just, you know, was not targeted very much.
Yeah,
I found that intriguing.
We thought at one point that he was maybe injured because we hadn't seen him in a while. And
exactly.
Then Vernon Adams scored that touchdown, and he was walking with him off the field. Oh, there he is, Jock. There he is. So we did find him. Vernon spread it around, though. You do look at it tonight. Clark Barnes did not have a catch after that awesome game last weekend. But Jalen Philpott, Dominique Grimes, Eric Brooks, Tevin Jones, Damian Alford, Reggie Bagleton, of course, getting receptions in this game. So that's kind of the nice thing, right?
Yeah, you know,
he can spread it.
It's gonna boil down to Monday when we talk to the head coach. You know, get the update on the injuries, because I am not expecting good news on Reggie Bagleton. I'm not expecting good news on Bryce Bell. You know, he's been injured most of training camp, and he was dealing with the shoulder, and now it looks like a wrist. I'm hoping it's going to be good news on Markel Lee, that he won't be out that long. But those look like two pretty serious injuries. So, again, I hope I'm wrong, but we'll get an update probably on Monday.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. Of course, the coach will be on with Jock on Sports Talk with Jock. The coach is home for Tom's House of Pizza on Monday night. Well, Monday or Tuesday, depends if it's a holiday, but every first show after a game day, the head coach is on with Jock Wilson.
And let's not forget, Drew Brown, is he still out for the Ottawa Red Blacks? You know, the Red Blacks are 0-2. You know, could the Calgary Stampeders, you know, make it a 3-0 start? I don't think anybody would have predicted that at the start of the season. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself, but right now the Ottawa Red Blacks do not look like a very good football club.
They don't, and I think a lot of people that made the power rankings at the beginning of the season are going, huh, maybe we should have waited to see Vernon Adams play with the Calgary Stampeders.
Yep.
Rather than write them off so early in the season. But hey, that was also a team that only won 5 games last year. Lots of turnover, lots goes into those power rankings, but probably some changes will be made this week. That'll do it for us here at the Deerfoot Inn and Casino. The Calgary Stampeders win in Toronto. They are 2-0, 29-19 against the Argonauts. They are back at it next Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock. We'll have a 12:30 pregame show for you. Sports on 770 CHQR. How you find us on Twitter. Our final score, like I say, 29-19. The next broadcast is when the Stamps take on Ottawa. On behalf of the whole team, Jock Wilson, Greg Peterson, Niall Voss, myself, Mark Steven, the Hall of Fame play-by-play. We'll catch you next game.
QR Calgary is the proud radio home of your Calgary Stampeders and has been for over 3 decades. Thanks for joining us on the voice of the Calgary Stampeders, QR Calgary 770 and 107.3 The Edge.
Calgary.
Hey, it's Dave Grohl.
Hi, this is Sarah McLachlan.
This is Billy Corgan of the Smashing Pumpkins.
Calgary's iconic alternative.
107.3 The Edge.
I'm only happy when it rains.